is KL is because there's something about my electromagnetic energy field that affects electronic stuff when I'm changing. Some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. When I start making a shift, or there's some really powerful points being made, or there's transformations being made, then the ego, which is the part of us that wants to keep things the way they've been, it seems to introduce a lot of little things to try to test it to the layer in some way. And so now I look at those things as being indications that I must be doing something right, where it used to be like I was doing something wrong. So we're going to do a little meditation right now, right quick, trying to get centered after a day out in the dream. So just go wherever you like to go, and I'm going to cover I Am Sustained by the Love of God. Lesson 50 in the Course in Miracles. I am sustained by the love of God is the answer to every problem that will confront you today, tomorrow, and throughout time. In this world, you believe that you are sustained by everything but God. Your faith is placed in the most trivial and insane symbols, appeals, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people, and an endless list of forms of nothingness that you endow with magical powers. All these things are your replacements for the love of God. All these things are cherished to ensure a body identification. They are songs of praise to the ego. Do not put your faith in the worthless that will not sustain you. Only the love of your Creator will protect you in all circumstances. The love of your Creator will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace and safety. Your Creator's love for you will transport you into a state of mind that nothing can threaten, nothing can disturb, and where nothing can intrude upon your eternal calm. Don't put your faith in illusion. By that I mean, don't put your faith in pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people, because it will fail you. Put all your faith in the love of your Creator within you. The love of your Creator within you is eternal. The love of your Creator within you is changeless. The love of your Creator within you is forever unfailing. It's the answer to whatever confronts you today. Through the love of your Creator, God, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Tell yourself this often today. Tell yourself, I did not create myself. 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 I didn't create myself. I did not create myself. I did not create myself. I did not create myself. It's through the love of your Creator within you. Saying that you are sustained by the love of your Creator within you. This is a declaration of release from belief in fear. Saying that you are sustained by the love of your Creator for you is your acknowledgement of the truth about yourself. So let this idea sink deep into your consciousness. Repeat it. I am sustained by the love of God. Let related thoughts come to help you recognize that it's true, and allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection and surety. So stop letting idle and foolish thoughts enter to disturb your beautiful mind. That's the kingdom of heaven. Heaven of peaceful, tranquil, loving mind. That's the resting place. that your Creator has placed you forever. I am sustained by the love of God. You are sustained by the love of God. You are sustained by the love of God. We've been talking about pain and how to choose joy, the joy of God instead of pain the last couple of weeks. I'm going to continue with that theme tonight. And when I said pain, I'm not just talking about physical pain. I'm talking about any form of lack of peace, any form of fear, anger, depression. And there's a lesson in the Course in Miracles that's called, I Choose the Joy of God Instead of Pain. And we know that we don't have to believe these ideas or accept these ideas or welcome these ideas, that some of it we might resist. But there's a couple of paragraphs that I want to review out of this section. And then I'm going to go into personal power of awareness and back up what the Course is talking about choosing the joy of God instead of pain. It's lesson 190. On page 361 in the workbook section. In paragraph 1, it says, pain is a wrong perspective. When pain is experienced in any form, it's a proof of self-deception. It's not a fact at all. The key sentence is, there is no form pain takes that will not disappear if you see it aright. There is no form of pain that won't disappear if you see pain correctly. Then in paragraph 5, it says, it's your thoughts alone that cause you pain. Nothing external to your mind can hurt or injure you in any way. There is no cause beyond yourself that can reach down and bring oppression. No one but yourself affects you. There is nothing in the world that has the power to make you ill or make you sad or make you weak or make you frail. But it is you who have the power to dominate all things you see by merely recognizing what you are. Key word, key sentence. It is you who have the power to dominate all things you see by merely recognizing what you are. It is you who have the power to dominate all things you see by merely recognizing what you are. It is you who have the power to dominate all things you see by merely recognizing what you are. It is your thoughts alone that cause you pain. Nothing external to your mind can hurt you or injure you in any way. There's no cause beyond yourself that can reach down and bring oppression. Pain is a wrong perspective. Okay, so the wrong perspective of pain would be for us to believe that it is not our thoughts alone that's causing us pain. A wrong perspective would be believing that it's something external to our minds that hurt or injure us in any way. The wrong perception would be there is no cause beyond yourself that can reach down and bring oppression to you. So if I think that it's something outside of myself that's making me feel the way I feel, that's a wrong perspective. To not realize that it's only me affecting me is a wrong perspective. So pain comes from looking at it as if I'm a victim of the world I see. So when the Course talks about pain coming from a wrong perspective, it's talking about pain coming from the belief that we have that we have no power to control what happens to us in our experience, and what's happening to us is being caused by something outside of ourselves. What it then says, you can control or dominate the things that seem like they're having power over you by recognizing what you are. Now, what you are is not a mother, is not a father, is not a daughter, is not a secretary, is not what you do in the world. That's not what you are. A lot of times you ask people, what are you? And they'll tell you what they do. The identification with our roles in the world is so great that we think we are what we do. And that's not what we are. And then the Course says, what you are is spirit. What you are is love. The condition of what you are is innocence. So you are innocent, and you are love, and you are spirit. You are eternal. You are an extension of God. You are all-powerful. You are joined with all that is, and you create your reality through your thoughts, feelings, emotions, and beliefs, conscious and subconscious, draw to you and create all the circumstances that you experience in your life. That's a slightly different description from what we learned from society. I didn't learn that. And that's why the Course turns around and says, you don't have to believe it, you don't have to accept it, you don't have to welcome it, but if you use it, you will see that it's true. So it's not about me sharing this, expecting people to necessarily believe it. It's about me just telling the truth about yourself. And the truth about yourself is that you are powerful, that you are not a victim, and that you are love, and that you are spirit, and that you are abundant, and that you are joined, and that you are eternal, and what you are never dies. So how do we get in this fix? Well, the Course says at one point in the book, it was a joke we forgot to laugh at. That the child of God could be lacking, hurting, alone, depressed. It's like this very grotesque joke. So the Course is telling us that the truth is we have forgotten who we are, we have wrong perspectives about what we are, and as a result of the wrong perspectives about what we are, that's what's generating the pain and the conflict and the separation and the guilt and the lack and the fear and the sickness and everything else we see coming in the world. Certainly all of the stuff that's going on is not coming from right perspective. So then the mind goes, well then, what do I do about that? All right. Your sole responsibility, according to the Course, is to accept the truth for yourself. To accept the truth for yourself. What does that mean? It means I need to accept that if I'm hurting right now in some situation in my life, I got a wrong perspective. I need to accept that if I'm hurting in any area of my life, I must be deceiving myself some kind of way and forgetting who I really am. I have to accept that I am one with you, that I am love, that I am a creator, that I'm not alone, and that we are all one. Now, the more the answer is opposite to what you believe is true, the harder it will be to stay conscious. Yeah. But that still won't stop me from telling you the truth. Okay? It's okay. It's all right. You can go anywhere you want to go, in your mind and in your heart. It's funny. It seems so much easier to blame people. I used to enjoy that so much. You know, it's so easy. It's your fault. You know, if you changed, everything in my life would just work out beautifully. If you did it differently, I'd be happy. And so, you know, I assigned to my mind the role of coming up with everything that needed to change except it. So I use my mind all the time to come up with everything I need to change in my experience beside me. I need to change my house, my car, my education, the people I'm around. I need to change everything but me. Who is it that needs to change? Well, if women change, if men change, if white folks change, if black folks change, if Latino folks change, if the world changes, if the global warming changes, if everything changes, then I will be happy. That's the wrong perspective. That perspective causes pain, because if I sat up at night and I told myself that getting you all to act a certain way would make me happy, then I got a lot of work ahead of me. You know what I'm saying? If my joy depended on getting everybody in this room to do what I wanted them to do right now, I'd be in trouble. Not only that, I would be in pain and I would be frustrated because what? It's a wrong perspective. I'm deceiving myself every time I tell myself that my happiness comes from anything outside of myself. So the reason why I'm emphasizing that is because pain comes from a wrong perspective. Then the physical realities that we create get us in touch with that within ourselves that needs to change, that's causing us pain. So the outer is just about getting me in touch with what I need to take a look at within myself that needs to be changed, and the relationships that I create for myself are the most intimate way for me to do that. The person I choose to have a personal relationship with, they are doing me the incredible, beautiful service of triggering the parts of myself that needs to recognize what love is and start loving myself. So they are making me aware of the places inside myself that's waiting for love. So you might have some people that are really making you aware that there's some areas of your life that's waiting for love. That can happen just as much with someone that you think you're enjoying being with as someone you're having a hard time being with. The person that you are enjoying being with, they are triggering in you the everything you need to know about your capacity to receive and accept. So the pain that comes up in those situations is sometimes we're treated better than we think we deserve to be treated, or we're receiving something that's better than we ever dreamed of. And instead of feeling good about it, we feel fear about it, because they're also triggering in us the parts of us that has pain that has not been resolved yet, that has not been loved yet, those areas in us that need to be loved. And I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, sometimes I'd fall and I skinned my knee, and when my mother put medicine on it, I went, ooh, 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 ooh. But it helped the healing process. Right? Right? So sometimes when we are receiving love and we don't believe that at some subconscious level we deserve the love at the level that we're receiving it, it's almost like pouring some kind of alcohol on the wound. It's still just the opposite of what you think. It will bring up in you the pain that has not been resolved yet. And that pain is about that empty space in you that their love is trying to help you fill up and realize is there and is not missing. So as you become more loving and you work on your consciousness and you want to be more peaceful and you want to take more responsibility for your experience, you're going to have to deal with the challenge of your life becoming smoother and people becoming more loving. And it will be a bigger challenge than when they were all buttholes. It will present you with a much greater challenge than when they were challenging will be when they're totally and completely loving. And I'm just letting you know that's what's about to happen. That's what's getting ready to come into your experience right now. I just want to give you a little warning about that. So, The key word to letting go of the pain, the key phrase to letting go of the pain, is to recognize you are entitled to miracles. You are entitled to love. It is not something special. It's not something you have to earn. It's not something you have to work for. You deserve love just because of who you are. You deserve love just because of what created you. First thought I need to let go of is that I have to earn love. Love is my divine right. Love is your divine right. So it's time for us to move from the struggle life to the easy life. From the struggle consciousness to the easy consciousness. It requires a different kind of perception. What perception is that? That's a great question. The perception that I need is that, you know what, it's just my thoughts alone that's causing the way I'm feeling about this. Nothing outside of my mind is hurting me in any way. There's nothing beyond myself that's reaching down and bringing any kind of oppression to me. It's me that has the power to change what's going on in my experience by remembering and recognizing who I really am, which means I'm a loving, innocent being and not a guilty, sinful one. The idea that you're a guilty, sinful being will attract to you punishment and pain, and the idea that you are an innocent being will draw to you lots of prosperity, abundance, joy, and peace, because the innocent man doesn't believe it deserves to suffer. The guilty mind asks for punishment in order to heal itself and to be okay. So the guilty mind is requesting punishment. The innocent mind is requesting the love it deserves. But we were put in a dream where we are taught that it's how guilty you feel makes you a good person. So therefore, if I'm a really good person, I really feel guilty. And I feel guilty most of the time. So therefore, I'm walking around saying to the universe, punish me, 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 I feel so guilty, punish me, I feel so guilty, punish me, I feel so angry, punish me, I'm so afraid, punish me, I feel guilty, punish me. So whatever you're feeling guilty about is not a noble feeling. You're requesting some sort of pain to come to you. And it will come to you as you request. That's deep.
Yep.
But it will come to you in the form that will most make you think you have nothing to do with it. Because by coming to you in the form that makes you think you most have nothing to do with it, it allows that thought system to survive, because you never recognize that it's you yourself that's creating it for yourself, because you believe in the smoke screen of the appearance that makes it look like it's something else besides your own mind. I hope I remember to get a wired mic this week. I'm going to go ahead and solve this. Let's get a wired mic. So what I'm going to do now is talk about how to let go of it and how to get it out of your experience once and for all. You willing?
Yeah.
Okay. One thing that I love about beginning to feel better about who I am is that when you love yourself, you try to be authentic and natural, and so then you allow yourself to be however you are in the moment. Sometimes I'll make myself feel like I should always be, and if I'm not that way, then people are disappointed. But that's not the way I always am. No more than however you are is the way you always are. So, part of being authentic is that I'll never be any way I am around you unless it's naturally the way I feel in that moment. So you'll always be dealing with an authentic person, but the one thing that will always be constant about me is the purpose that I have when I'm standing up here, and that purpose is to give and receive love and to share as much truth as I possibly can. So being consistent has to do with your purpose. Being consistent has nothing to do with your personality. Because you can have a consistent personality that's masking a lot of inconsistent thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So behaving as you think you should on the outer without really wanting to on the inner, the Course in Miracles teaches that it makes you afraid. That fear comes from behaving as you think you should, and fear comes from doing one thing after another that you don't really want to do. So the more you're doing one thing after another that you don't really want to do, or you act in the way you think you should but you don't really want to, you're increasing fear and therefore increasing pain. So a lot of times we're creating the pain consciousness without even realizing that we are creating the pain consciousness. The pain consciousness isn't always being created just because you attack somebody, you mad at somebody, you go off on somebody, you don't keep your word in some way, and you beat yourself up. As much as I can. I try to be nothing except as much as I possibly can. We're creating the pain by doing what we don't want to do all the time. You're making pain and fear if you're doing what you don't want to do all the time. So the key to letting go of pain is making sure that there is harmony between what you think, what you feel, and how you express yourself as much as you possibly can. So therefore, when I come in and I don't want to make pain for myself, then I come in and I be the way that I am in the moment all the time, so that I will not increase my pain consciousness and my life can go smoother, because there are rules for harmony just like there are rules of disharmony. Now, if you don't appreciate yourself at the level that you should because of things that have happened in the past, and there's a lot of repressed pain and a lot of repressed fear, then you ask for your healer and your savior to come to you in the form of a person that irritates you or upsets you in some way. Because the gift that they're giving you is to make you aware of everything that's going on within you, even the stuff you're trying to be in denial about. So everybody that really has you PO right now, they really deserve your appreciation. So a major level of forgiveness would be to recognize that they're giving you an incredible gift. Maybe not one that always feels good, but it's an incredible gift. Are you with me?
Yeah.
All right. Because pain is coming from the wrong perspective. What would be the wrong perspective of the person that upsets you or you're upset about? The wrong perspective would be that they are somehow causing you the pain instead of you causing yourself the pain by the way that you are choosing to feel about what you think they're doing.
Ow.
Woo! Okay, so here, this is what I want to share with you from Personal Power Through Awareness. This is great. If you're in a situation and you feel like someone isn't giving you what you deserve, or you feel like you're not receiving the kind of love that you deserve, or in any way you feel like you're not receiving what you think you should receive in that situation, the first thing to recognize is that what you are doing in that situation is being given the opportunity to learn how to keep your heart open. You're learning how to keep your heart open. Because when someone's not treating you the way you want to be treated, the temptation is to shut down.
Yeah.
So the first challenge that's coming up, if you're in a situation that's testing your ability to love, is to love more. Abandon yourself more. Give the love more. If things are going great for you, then do more. If you're afraid, then give more love. That's the best time in the world to give more. Because the lesson is, I got some good things for you, but your capacity to receive, it sucks. So I'd like to give you some opportunities to see if you can stay open. Those people are not in your life by accident. They were called into your life through your own subconscious desires to grow and to learn and to have joy. So if you're tired of going through the same thing over and over again with different people,
If you're tired of going through the same thing over and over again in different jobs, if you're tired of going through the same thing over and over again in different circumstances, it just looks like it's different, but you're going through the same thing, then this is what you do. Right now, in this moment, you ask yourself, ask your soul, say, show me the lesson. Show me the lesson. Show me the lesson. Like the movie says, show me the money.
Yeah.
You talking about show me the lesson. Show me the lesson. I'm going through this over and over again in my relationships. Show me the lesson. I'm going through this over and over again in my financial situation. Show me the lesson. I'm going through this over and over again in my emotions and my feelings. Show me the lesson. 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 So you can get the gift that's in the lesson, because there's a gift in every single circumstance that you're being presented with right now. And the circumstance is nothing but the wrapping for the present. And sometimes people wrap presents ugly. Sometimes you can have somebody to give you a very valuable gift in a very ugly wrapping. But it's really the gift you're interested in. I tell you what, I wouldn't care how ugly the wrapping was for a $10 million check. You could give that to me in the ugliest paper that you could come up with. The minute I saw the gift, who cared about the wrapping?
Yeah.
Could you imagine how stupid it would be if somebody was giving you that and you really thought you needed that, but you said you wasn't going to accept it because you didn't like the way they wrapped the box that it came in? That's crazy. That's totally insane. It's like being on the desert and you need some water, and the person finally comes up on you and finds you in the desert needing the water, and you refuse to drink it because you don't like the color of the container that the water is in. So the circumstances in your life right now may be the ugly wrapping for some incredible gift, but you're caught up in the wrapping paper and missing the gift. And so now it's time to say, show me the gift, show me the lesson. This is what truth is telling us. It is as easy as asking, because the degree of the pain that you feel is a powerful indication of the power and the grandness of the gift that's waiting for you on the other side of it. So you either have people that's in total joy and total bliss, letting in more love and more joy and total bliss, or you have people who are in pain because they are having some gift or opportunity to open up and learn being presented to them that they're misperceiving, and so therefore they are thinking that it's being thrust upon them against their will rather than recognizing it is another opportunity for them to let their good come in. So it's not the two people in the world, those in pain who are calling for joy and those in joy. So there's either those that are happy or those that are calling for it. Those are only two camps. You're either calling for it or you're in it. You're either calling for peace or you're in peace. Calling for peace is pain. Calling for peace is lack. Calling for peace is conflict. How do I get past it? I got to let go of my wrong perception. What is my wrong perception? Believing that this is something that's happening to me against my will, and that there's no gift and no lesson in it, and somehow or another I had nothing to do with anything that's happening, and I'm just a victim hoping that somebody someday is going to recognize how cool I am and start to give me what I'm not given.
I'm
walking around waiting for people to give me what I'm not giving.
Right.
Because when I give it, you know I'm going to give it. I'm a future giver. Soon as I get it, I'll share it with you. I'll give you some love just as soon as you give me some love. That's the wrong perspective. So my biggest challenge when I walk in is, how can I get out of the way more so that I can love more? How can I allow myself to be a pure vessel for the message, knowing that there's two people sitting in front of me? There's the person who really wants to change, and then there's the person who is defended in their old way of being, in their old programming. That part of everybody wants to keep things exactly the way it is. But your real self is ready for a change, and your real self has totally had it. Right? So the truth is, understanding is not enough by itself. But once you begin to understand what you are to learn, here's the catch. Once you begin to understand what you are to learn, I'm really sorry to tell y'all this, but you have to act on it. I knew it was a catch. I'll say it again. If you got a headache and you go to the medicine cabinet, you can look at the aspirin all night. It's not going to get rid of the headache. I can think about using this all night, but I'm not going to get it. Nothing happened till I take it. So, some of you feel pain and separate from others when your love isn't returned. He says, or when you have pictures and expectations that are not met. Try not to make these people wrong. People are not wrong because they are not meeting your expectations. People are not wrong because they're not acting the way you want them to. So first step to get out of the pain consciousness and the struggle consciousness, which is what we say we want to do, is to recognize when it looks like others are not returning our love or treating us the way we think that we should or they should, we should understand that what they're not doing is meeting our expectations. That's really their only crime, is that they haven't met our expectations. So try not to make them wrong, because when you make them wrong, this actually escalates the power conflict that's going on within you and between you, and you won't find the answers in a power struggle. You won't find the answers in a power struggle. You won't find the answers in a power struggle. You won't find the answers in a power struggle. You just grow silent. I'm ready to blame. I'm upset here. It should be different than the way that it's being right now. What do? I grow silent. I calm my energy. And I imagine that I'm embracing them in my heart. Now, I can imagine that I'm embracing you even if I don't like it. You understand what I'm saying? Even if I don't like you, I can still imagine that I'm embracing you. So I need to grit silent, calm my energy, and imagine that I'm embracing the person in love, because their crime is that they're not meeting my expectation. Their crime is that they're not meeting my expectations, and I don't want to make them wrong. Because if I focus on making them wrong, it's going to create a power struggle within us. And if there's a power struggle within us, there is no way I can have the answer. So therefore, I'm in that wrong perspective that the Course told me about. I'm not claiming my power. And so therefore, I have other situations come up in my life to direct me to take a look at myself. So what I've just done is called for more situations to come up that would make me get to the point that one day I'll go within. So everybody is giving me another opportunity to go within to find where my true power is located. And if I refuse to learn that lesson with you, then I will draw somebody else to me, and I'll begin to recognize that I'm the one common denominator in every situation that upsets me in my life. And if I'm the one common denominator in every situation that affects me in my life, it's quite possible there's a connection between these situations and me. Because I'm the only one that's in every situation. So maybe, because I'm the one constant, it has something to do with me. Okay, what does it have to do with me? Well, the truth is, Earl, the problem is, you just don't see how lovable you are. You're not seeing how innocent you are. You're not seeing how loved you are. You're not recognizing how sustained you are and how much you deserve to have all the wonderful things that your heart desires. In other words, you're just not thinking big enough about you and what you deserve.
Yeah.
That's the wrong perspective. It isn't, let me try to figure out what the behavior activity I need to change to make everything change. It means I've lost sight of the fact that I'm the holy child of God. I've lost sight of the fact that I'm an infinitely created being. I've lost sight of the fact that I create through my thoughts, feelings, and emotions and beliefs. I forgot that I'm you and you're me, and now I think there's a you and a me, and we are now in conflict with each other because I've lost sight of our oneness. Because why should I be holding back from myself? Because to hold back from you would be to hold back from myself. Mm-hmm. So when I'm afraid to love somebody, it is symbolic of me being afraid to love myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what should I do? Well, that certainly isn't about me trying to get you to love me, because you're not going to love me until I love myself, because this is a three-dimensional mirror that's a reflection of what's going on in my own consciousness. So expecting the love to come from out here before I change it would be like me standing in front of a mirror with this sweater on, expecting to see another one as long as I'm standing in front of the mirror with this sweater on.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? If I want to change what it looks like in the mirror, I got to put on a different sweater myself. If you want to see what this, want this out here to change for you, then you got to put on a different sweater of consciousness yourself. And it's easier than trying to do it the way the world does it, because the world is always trying to get us to invest our energy in what we do not have the power to change, which is to make you change so that I'll be happy. So all that energy that I'm expending and trying to manipulate my outer environment and everybody in it is wasted energy. Energy that creates pain. That's where the pain comes from. It is letting me know there's an area of myself that I am not loving enough to allow that reflection to happen out there that will reflect my abundance and joy back to me. As there's a little hole in here, in my perception, there's a little part of me that's waiting for some love. So how do I get to this love in a very practical way?
Yeah.
The way I get to this love in a very practical way is I start to have some level of discernment and discrimination about those who I allow myself to have personal one-on-one relationships with as much as possible. Yeah. I may not have a lot of choices about my relatives, but I definitely have a lot of choices about my friends.
Yeah.
The people that I allow myself to spend my personal time with are the people who are helping me brainwash myself into whatever I want to believe about myself.
Yeah.
So we might spend an hour together here, but if you spend another 23 hours with somebody that's judging you, criticizing you, condemning you, talking like a victim, acting like a victim, wanting you to be that way, then you are investing in pain, struggle, consciousness. And the desire to be right, will create situations that will make it seem like you're right about how bad things there are. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Is everybody with me on this? Do you get it? Did you get it? So if I want to find out a lot about my subconscious mind, if I really want to know a lot about what's really going on within me, then all I have to do is pay attention to who I am attracted to and what I am attracted to. Because no matter what I tell myself, it's who I'm attracted to and what I'm attracted to that's a reflection of my true consciousness. I can say that I really want love, peace, spirituality, freedom, but if I spend all my time in people with people, situations, and circumstances that reflect none of those ideals, I can safely assume that deep down inside in my heart, I'm afraid of my own freedom, and I'm afraid of my own power, and I'm afraid of my own happiness, and I'm afraid of my own love. And since I'm afraid to step up and let myself have the beautiful things that I deserve as a child of God, it's too crazy to do that, so I won't think I'm totally nuts, I'll draw to me people that justify me being this way. That way I can live within my fear, think I'm really fearless, but I'm just waiting for the right people, situations, and circumstances to show up, and then I would be just ready to just have it right then and there. I just have to show it up, but I'm ready for it. I want it. Just has to show it up. The truth is, I'm totally afraid of it, so I create situations, circumstances, and obstacles in front of me to justify my fear and my unwillingness to let myself have the beauty that I deserve. And just recognizing that alleviates the block, because he says it's not one problem that you look at correctly that it will not disappear. And the one correct perception of any problem is, I am the one that is interpreting it, creating it, making it in my own mind. See, the ego would love to make what I'm saying complicated. It would just love to make it complicated. It's not complicated. It's not complicated at all. If I have limitations in my life, I am afraid and I have lost sight of who I really am. How do I get rid of the problem? I allow myself to be happy. I allow myself to be loved. I allow myself to be fulfilled. I allow myself to be respected. I allow myself to join with that which created me. I allow myself to change his way of looking at things. I allow myself, I allow myself, I allow myself, I allow myself, I allow myself. And in allowing myself, the pain will disappear. It's funny. It's the only time. It only does that during my class. It doesn't do it during the church service. It just does it during the class. It's so funny. But it lets, but again, it lets me know that we're on the right path.
You're vibrating too high.
Yeah. The vibration is changing. Okay? Now, this is an experiment that I want to do with us right now. To bring this into being. I'm going to try again. I'm going to keep trying because I'm determined to not let my ego stop me from doing what I got to do. That's what you got to do. You got to make a decision that from this moment forward, you're going to choose the joy of God instead of pain. That you're going to choose love instead of pain. That you're not going to hold back. You're going to give more. Now, how can I do that easily? Well, you know, it only sounds like a struggle if I'm with a lot of people that I don't really like. I'll say it again. The only reason why the idea of practicing love doesn't make people jump up out of their seat and scream with joy because that would be such an easy way to manifest things is because if I was surrounded by people that I felt gratitude for and I felt supported by, and I felt loved by, the idea of giving them love would be like, whoa, that's the easy path to happiness. But notice, that's not usually how people respond. That's because they're at that stage of their spiritual development where they've surrounded themselves with people and situations that help them get in touch with the parts of themselves that needs to have love and needs to be loved. So if right now your life is full of more things that seem to not satisfy you than satisfy you, then you're at that stage where you're completely serious about getting in touch with what's blocking you, and then you made sure that you gave yourself circumstances that would help you get rid of it, so you should be proud of yourself, because it means that you've gotten serious about letting go of everything that blocks you in your life. How do I know that's true? That's real easy. How I know it's true. You know why I know it's true? It's true because you're here. It's true because you got books in your hand. It's true because you're trying to look at it another way. So if you're now consciously trying to evolve your life to another level, then all the things that upset you in your life are just part of the curriculum that you've given yourself to get past that block once and for all. So this is not like problems that you used to have in the past that was based on victim consciousness. What you're experiencing now are opportunities to open your heart and stay in love and to move beyond this level of pain once and for all. So it might look like it's the same things you've always gone through, but it's not the same thing at all. You're on another level of consciousness, so all the lessons that come to you now are lessons that are freeing you, where the lessons before were just ways you were trying to limit yourself out of your fear and not loving yourself the way you should at the time. So all the things in your life now have this incredible gift on the other side of them that would blow your mind and that is going to blow your mind as you accept that you're ready now to let go of the wrong perspective and allow yourself to have what you deserve the easy way.
Yeah.
Okay? You with me? You hear what I'm saying? You're in the same situation, but this situation isn't like it was the other 1,000 times you've been in this situation. You are a different person now with a different goal. You are now choosing joy instead of pain. And because you're choosing joy instead of pain, you present yourself with situations and circumstances and people that help you get rid of the last residue of unworthiness and guilt that you would give yourself to block your good. You are closer to breakthrough than you can possibly imagine.
Right.
I'm through. I'm through. Let me acknowledge you all for tonight. Appreciate you. That's the truth about you. And even and no matter all the stuff that come up, you try to stop me, I'ma keep on pushing.
Keep on.
Because we going to the other side.
All right.
We going to the other side. We are going to the other side. Do the love offering. As a full-time teacher of the Course in Miracles and the Truth on a Love Offering basis, I want to thank you for your generosity. I want to thank you for your generosity because it also allows us to stay here in this beautiful location sharing. And it also is a symbol of support and that which supports you. And that's smart. Thank you.
next time something comes up and it frightens you, or you're upset about it, try not to make the other person wrong. Try to stop for a moment and get quiet, take a breath, and say to yourself, show me what the lesson is in this. Ask Holy Spirit, your higher self, to show me what the lesson is in this so I don't have to keep on repeating this over and over again. And the shortcut is that you know what the lesson is. The lesson is, love yourself more, give yourself more joy, give yourself more happiness. Do you know you're undoing your ego every time you're feeling good about something? Undoing your ego isn't a tedious task. Undoing your ego is happening every time you let yourself appreciate a blessing that's coming to your life. I got some flyers up here. I got over 150 of my Course in Miracles classes online that are available for download or listen to on your computer. And it's got all the website information and how you can subscribe to it and also make yourself available to it. So it's up front. And tell people about it. Like, you know, there are people out of town that may not able to come to the class and they're going to turn around before we talk about it. That'll be a great place to direct them to. So you can go there and sign up for the email list or the mailing list. So Sunday at 1 o'clock, we're gonna continue. We're letting go of all the blocks that keep us from receiving what we deserve to receive. It's time for that to be over. So take a breath. In pain, you are often closer to your soul than at any other time. As you learn to see energy and experience energy more directly, the challenge will be to stay in your heart. The challenge will be to stay in your heart. The challenge will be to focus upon the higher and finer in others rather than what is lower. When you feel pain, it is an indication that some area of your life is not working. Some belief, thought, or emotion is crying out to be loved and healed. Now here's the key part. Do not make yourself wrong. 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 Don't think of yourself as a bad person. Don't think of yourself as a bad person. Don't think of yourself as a bad person. See this as an opportunity to examine. See this as an opportunity to experience. See this as an opportunity to heal that area of your life, but don't make yourself wrong. Don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up. Don't blame yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up. Don't blame yourself. Don't see yourself as a bad person. Don't see yourself as a bad person. Don't take out the psychic sledgehammer and beat yourself up every time you're not as loving as you think you should be, or you're not caring about yourself the way you'd like to, or if it looks like something isn't happening the way you want. Don't make yourself a bad person. Don't make yourself wrong. Don't make yourself wrong. Don't make yourself wrong. This is an opportunity. An opportunity to heal. This is an opportunity. An opportunity to heal. You're having an opportunity. An opportunity to heal. You're having an opportunity. An opportunity. You're having an opportunity. An opportunity. Tell yourself, I'm having an opportunity. An opportunity. I'm having an opportunity. An opportunity. opportunity. You know what I'm talking about? That situation, that circumstance, that sometimes you let it bring you fear when you know it should bring you joy. If it's something that's really good that's happening in your life right now, and it's really wonderful, but that's bringing up your fear at any level, tell yourself, this is an opportunity, an opportunity. This is an opportunity, an opportunity. This is an opportunity, an opportunity. Tell yourself, this is an opportunity. If you got the boss from hell, I say if you got the mate from hell, I say if you got your children from hell, they're really not. They're your saviors. They're giving you an opportunity. An opportunity. You are getting an opportunity to choose the joy of God instead of pain. Then you tell yourself, I choose the joy of God instead of pain. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. You change that word. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. That's love. I choose the joy of love instead of pain. That's joy. I choose the joy of joy instead of pain. I say what? I choose the joy of joy instead of pain. Say what? I choose the joy of joy instead of pain. So when you get upset about something and you're feeling bad, try to remind yourself that you are not a victim of this person in front of you. Tell yourself, I'm not the victim of this circumstance in front of me. Claim your power by choosing not to see yourself as a victim. And one of the Course in Miracles lessons goes like this. I am not a victim of the world I see. I am not a victim of the world I see. I am not a victim of the world I see. I am not a victim of the world I see. Now, we want to say it for each other right now by simply saying, you are not a victim of the world you see. Say what now? You are not a victim of the world you see. You are not a victim of the world you see. You are not a victim of the world you see. You are not a victim of the world you see. You are not a victim of the world you see. Then we're going to let it in, let it in, let it in, let it in. Abundance is my natural state. Remind yourself, abundance is my natural state. Abundance is my natural state. Abundance is my natural state. That's the truth about you. Abundance is my natural state. Abundance is my natural state. Abundance is my natural state. Take a breath. You don't need it. Tell yourself, the past is over. It can touch me not. The past is over. It can touch me not. The past is over. It can touch me not. The past is over. It can touch me not. The present is my point of power. My present is my point of power. My present is my point of power. My present is my point of power. Now just let yourself hear it, feel it, right now. Not feel like it. Some of the stuff may not feel like it. Some of the stuff may not feel like it. You don't want it to keep being a block. If you don't want it to keep being a block, you got to bless it. You got to bless it. Because everything you went through in the past brought you to the point that you're sitting up here wanting to be a better, more powerful, more loving being. So everything that you experienced in the past has served its purpose. Its purpose was to bring you to this point, which was the point that you would start choosing to treat yourself right. So therefore, you can bless the past, you can bless your past, you can bless your past. Not that it felt good all the time, but now you're going to admit to yourself, hey, you know what? I made it. I survived it. I was stronger than it. I am a powerful, luscious, innocent, juicy, luscious, loving, cool, fantastic, magnificent being. That's what you are. That's what you are. Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah. Woo!
Woo! Hold on, brother. That's the truth about you. I apologize for telling you all this kind of stuff.
I have to watch. I know from the past that people get used to me being a certain way, and then they'll get that way all the time. And then I can't really be me. I can't be myself. So much.
You're green, you're blue. It's convincing.